Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters. Tom Claxton, the top cat, is out there being the birthday boy, so happy birthday to him from everyone here at the Scuttlebutt. We're both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week. As we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got a great show coming up for you today. But first, I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible, including the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and our latest sponsor, Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline. And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors, and you are great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And SPN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. And if you like to listen on demand, our podcasts of our regularly aired programs are up on most of the podcasting sites, and they're accessible through our website as well as the FM Talk 106.5. website. And if you'd like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand via podcast, that's up on castbox.com. And we've got a lot of information to cover, so if we can't get to everything, or you just like more information on the topics that we do cover, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Coming up later on SBN, we'll speak with Mr. Jerry Steele from the Veterans Recovery Resources Program. He'll let us know what VRR has to offer our veterans and their family members. Also, the VA has added an online service to veterans for the canteen service that many of us have used at the local hospitals, the gift shops. But now that service is now available online. We'll give you some details there. And a Marine general is taking fire for his comments on instilling more discipline in his Marines in order to reduce casualties. Just a little bit of back and forth there. We'll talk about it. And imagine taking 956 days to earn the title of Marine. We'll talk about that remarkable story later on SBN. And, of course, Tom is out of the studio, but we've got a great Tom's Tirade on who will guard the Guardians. It's one that you don't want to miss, especially with all of the uproar over the Mueller report. But first, a top Republican has taken offense at comments from the communist darling from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And the story, there are a couple of different sides to this story. And I want to start by saying that The comments that were made by Representative Cortez, or Ocasio-Cortez, who's a Democrat out of New York, were made apparently during a town hall last week. And there was controversy even surrounding the town hall. It was a town hall on veterans' health care. And the story, which I picked up off Fox News, there was even controversy about the town hall itself, because the organizers of the Protect Veterans Healthcare Town Hall, now, and I'll get back to them in just a second, they were contacted by Fox News, and a veteran, Pete Hegseth, who was actually at one point, I think, was considered to head the VA, but he is a veteran. And as he said, there aren't many veterans in the media, especially the national media. And so he applied, as well as Fox News, to obtain media credentials for this event. And he was told, as well as Fox News, that there were no more passes available, that they were at max capacity for the event. And if you jump online and you check out the story at Fox News, there's video which actually shows some shots that went on to, I believe, Ocasio-Cortez's Instagram or what one of her social media accounts, that show that more than half of the room was empty. So it sounds as though they really didn't want anyone who might question what she might say in the room. However, some of her comments made it out. And a top Republican congressman, Representative Phil Rowe, the ranking Republican on the Committee on Veterans Affairs, has shot back at the communist darling in response to her claim that the Department of Veterans Affairs provides, quote, some of the highest quality care, end quote, to veterans. Now, Rowe fired back and said, quote, apparently ignorance is bliss when it comes to Representative Ocasio-Cortez and her views of the VA. He went on to say, it is evident that she paid little attention to the scandalous treatment of veterans that occurred several years ago by some in the very agency created to serve them. Cortez went on to say that the VA isn't broken despite the scandals that have rocked the agency mainly during the Obama administration. Of course, I would go beyond what Representative Rowe said about the fact that it only pertains to her views of the VA. I think just ignorance is bliss when it comes to the social media communist darling for the Democrats. But she went on to say, and this is the back and forth that we're going to get with the VA. Because this event, and let me jump back into, I mentioned I was going to cover who the sponsor, the organizer of the event. It's a group called the National Nurses United. And it's not surprising if you do just a little bit of digging into this group. It's basically a front for unions. And the VA is one of those groups. Now, if you go down and you look at the list of what they call affiliates, there is a California Nurses United, a DC Nurses Association, Minnesota, and of course veterans, the VA, and they're basically one of these community organizing groups. They just happen to target at this point the VA, and Cortez went on to say that, and this is, I think, really where this is all headed, is that quote, they are trying to fix the VA for pharmaceutical companies, they are trying to fix the VA for insurance corporations, and ultimately they are trying to fix the VA for a for-profit healthcare industry that does not put people or veterans first. And as she said, we being Congress, has a responsibility to protect it. I think the only thing she's trying to protect are the massive number of government union workers that are involved. And I think, you know, if she wants to ignore the systemic problems that we have covered here, from veterans waiting for appointments to wait lists to suicide hotlines going to voicemail, she can ignore it to the detriment of our veterans. I will say, in something that was a little bit funny, Donald Trump jumped in, and President Trump said that that she was correct, that the VA is not broken, it is doing great. He just feels like they need to do more. So anyway, just a little back and forth on the Ocasio-Cortez and the VA story. The Republicans are going to hold their feet to the fire. On the other side of the break, Mr. Jerry Steele from the Veterans Recovery Resources. We'll speak with him when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My rifle is my best friend. It is my life.
I must master it as I must master my life. Without me, my rifle is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone, and check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. And I want to say thank you to the corpsman that called in and said he was glad to have us back on the air. We actually haven't gone anywhere. We had a best of last week, and of course, we were live from the battleship the week before that. We've got some more of those live remotes coming up. We'll let you know about those as they come up on the horizon. Hey, but before we move on to our guest, many of you may remember Brandon Lloyd, an Iraq War veteran. He's joined us on air a few times to tell some of his story. Well, he just lost his grandfather, Etheridge Baby Boy Turner. And Turner served as a gunner's mate on the USS New Jersey from 1941 to 1944. He went on to teach English and literature at 8 Mile and Trinity Gardens. His wake will be Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Valhalla Memorial Gardens in 8 Mile. And he will be buried with full military honors at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the same location. You know, it's another instance. We are losing our World War II vets within increasing speed. And that's the greatest generation. So we'll certainly be out there to honor and remember his service. And just want to say Godspeed to him. But we are joined on SBN now by Mr. Jerry Steele with the Veterans Recovery Resources Program. Jerry, thank you for your service, first off, and welcome to the Scuttlebutt.
Well, thank you, Cal. I really appreciate that, and I know you and I know each other well. We go back a long ways, and I certainly appreciate what you do for the veterans out there, and I just wanted a little bit of your time to talk about what we're going to do with the Veterans Recovery Resources.
Well, I've looked over some of the information, and goodness knows that there's a lot of it out there. For our listeners out there that may not be familiar with the program, can you kind of give us the view from about 20,000 feet so then we can start digging into it?
Absolutely. Right now, Cal, we are offering outpatient services, and Veterans Recovery Resources is a nonprofit, community-based, by veterans for veterans organization. We provide medical and behavioral wellness services through a unique community-based, peer-supported program for veterans and their families, caregivers, and survivors suffering post-traumatic stress, substance abuse, and other co-occurring wellness issues. Our mission is to accelerate veteran well-being by removing the barriers to care. Vets Recovery is designed to deliver highest quality, evidence-based, compassionate, and affordable service to all veterans who need help. regardless of just discharge status or the ability to pay. Services are provided by professionals with a cultural competency to specifically address veterans' wellness issues, and our goal is to create a vibrant network of veterans and their families who support each other over a lifetime and work together to strengthen and contribute to their local community and economy.
Well, Jerry, how long is this a new program that's out there? Because we've talked to a lot of groups that are in the Mobile area that are there to help our veterans. So is this a relatively new organization?
Absolutely, and it's the first of its kind because it brings a competency to the overall care of the veteran and his family to alleviate some of the barriers to them getting back to being themselves and productive in our economy. And in our effort to provide the broadest range of community sources, veterans define veterans as any person who served in the U.S. military for at least one day, whether past or present. And we provide care to military service members, their veterans, families, caregivers, and survivors, regardless of discharge status or the ability to come.
So this is not just, say, for post-9/11 veterans. This could be from any era could utilize these services.
Absolutely. Like I said, if you served as a veteran one day or 40 years, we're here to help you if you have issues. And we have an outstanding team that is special in addressing basic medical concerns, along with chronic pain, substance abuse, dependence, and any common conditions among persons served in the U.S. military. For example, processing trauma, moral injury, depression, anxiety, as well as those faced by any military family, their caregivers, and the survivors.
Right. So there's a wide range of services, and I'm looking at some of the information that you had sent. You've got psychologists, counselors, the family and marriage therapist, medical providers. Now, I do have a question because you mentioned basic medical concerns with like chronic pain. How does this fit in with the VA in general?
Well, one of the differences is we're there to treat the veteran and his family, and my understanding through the VA is they don't really offer the services to bring that to the spouses of the veteran and the family and the problems that are associated that they may be experiencing. With our approach, we are taking the whole family into consideration, all of them, either
and
together, separately, as they wish, or as alone. So everybody in that veteran's life can get support, and I think that is a key ingredient. And another ingredient is we treat that veteran that may be still using substances, abusing substances and so forth. We will still treat them, whereas I believe the VA will not. You have to be off of that dependency. So we are using licensed professionals, clinic psychologists, counselors, family and marriage therapists, medical providers, occupational and physical therapy, social workers, and what really helps is the veteran peer specialist. That is unique characteristic of our service. By providing people and veterans that have been there and understand what this veteran and his family may be going through, we hope to complete that circle.
Well, I think another aspect of it, Jerry, is that you will treat or you will provide care regardless of their discharge status, which obviously, in the VA system, there are parameters there.
And please understand, I love the VA. They're doing the best they can, but this is another alternative And we can treat those veterans regardless of their substance abuse, their time in service, their discharge status. We do that. And that's what makes this unique.
Outstanding. We're talking with Mr. Jerry Steele from the Veterans Recovery Resources. Jerry, we will talk more with you on the other side of the break and find out some more opportunities for veterans and maybe for volunteers with the Veterans Recovery Resources program. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, co-host Tom Claxton, Top Cat. He is out. I think he went to Vegas for his birthday. I'm not sure, but what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But Tom will be coming back to us at some point, but wishing him happy birthday from everybody here. But we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans. Today, our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can always check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And hey, if you like to listen on demand, our podcasts are out there. Regularly aired shows are on most of the major podcasting sites. And Tom's tirade is up via podcast at castbox.com. As always, we want to thank the folks that help make the show possible, including the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Soonerty Funeral Home and Gardens, and our latest sponsor, Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline. And again, we are speaking with Mr. Jerry Steele with Veterans Recovery Resources. Jerry, welcome, and thank you again for being here with us.
Well, again, Cal, I appreciate your time and so forth. I would like to talk a little bit about our services that we offer. I think it's impressive. I think it's something that our veterans need to understand and avail themselves to. And we do offer a comprehensive continuum of professionals and peer-based services for military service members, veterans and their families. Using an interpersonal, professional, and community-based framework. Services presently include primary medical care, individual care, group and family therapy and counseling, physical and occupational therapy, and peer support, all done in an outpatient clinic in our Mobile community. And that's important. This is within our community, and this is veterans in our community that we're trying to reach out to. These recipients of these services are invited to join with other veterans and families and caregivers and support and outdoor recreational activities that occur in the Mobile community. In the future, we hope to offer a 28-day residential program for persons who are struggling with alcohol and or drug abuse, post-traumatic stress, and other co-occurring health-related challenges that may necessitate a more intensive treatment experience. So I would say within 18 months, we will have an inpatient facility here in Mobile that will treat our veterans that need that kind of service. And again, currently our outpatient service is up and running. We are accepting appointments. We offer women's services. You know, nowadays the women are involved in a lot of this, and they can come here, and we can certainly help and treat and do, you know, things for women, as well as the children of our military veterans. So it's not just for the veteran. This is a full family ordeal, or for women also. If you're concerned about the payment, Veterans Recovery Resources bases its fee structure on that of the VA. We are an approved VA community care program with a direct pay referral program in place. We also accept insurance reimbursement from a wide range of providers, as well as Medicare, and in the future, Medicaid. Wherever possible, we're going to seek payment to support and expand operations in years to come. However, keeping the guiding mission of our nonprofit organization, we are committed to care for the military service member, veteran, family member, caregiver, or survivor who may benefit from service. Sliding scale and prompt pay and financial assistance programs are available. It's hard to imagine that we finally got an organization that cares for veterans and is not just there as a government entity to do this. As I said before, John Kilpatrick, our CEO of Veterans Recovery Resources, has done a good job and a lot of study to put this particular program, which is unique in the nation, together. We're the first to kind of offer this holistic approach to getting our veterans back to where they need to be. And, Cal, I was just at another military meeting, and I actually ran into Admiral Kent Davis, who is the new Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner. And I was at a different meeting, but he was there as a guest speaker, and he told the audience that, you know, we have in our country about 22 veterans a day committing suicide, you know, just killing themselves. And he said that 14 or 15, out of that 22 on the national average, never sought or received help in any form from any organization. So that tells you right there that our veterans are not aware of the help that they can get. And it may be that they felt that the VA was not responsive enough or that nobody cared, but certainly here in Mobile, we're trying to correct that and correct that statistic. And I don't know if you're aware, but there are many... Alabama is a big producer of veterans, you know, nationwide, considering the size of our state. And our average is even higher than the national average. So it's incumbent upon us to provide and to find some relief and support for the veterans that are suffering from substance abuse and post-traumatic stress. And we want to get that to them, and we want to get that to their family, and we want to create a veteran that can survive and support and be a producer for our country and our state.
Absolutely. And, Jerry, one of the questions that I have, because with all of the different services that you offer, I know that you have one physical location for the Veterans Recovery Resources there on Spring Hill Avenue, I believe. But my question is, with all of the services, obviously those are they all under one roof, or do the veterans come to or call that location and then you will get them, you know, triage them, and then get them to where they need to be, whether it's, you know, you've got just a general health screening or alcohol drug testing, smoking cessation. I mean, there's all kinds of areas that you cover. So do you then take and direct them into those other areas?
Yeah, Cal, that's a great question, and I think that's what makes this organization, Veterans Recovery Resources, unique. As you said, our location is, our current location for outpatient services is at 1156 Springdale Avenue, which is in Midtown Mobile. And we currently have on staff, you know, our licensed professional includes on staff at 1156, clinical psychologists, counselors, family and marriage therapists, medical providers, occupational and physical therapists, social workers, veteran peer specialists, and mentors. So we have in one house, and again, that's what I keep, and I'm not doing a great job, but that's what we have under one roof. And in the future, within 18 months, we will provide inpatient care for that. And we are currently seeking Alabama Department of Mental Health, status. We're being credentialed for that so that we can take their referrals. But currently, we are up to the public to find out who we are and how we work and so forth. And as I said earlier, you know, we take payment from all kinds, and if you don't have the money, that's not going to stop you. If you had a bad discharge, that's not going to stop you. You know, we're going to help the veterans. We're here to help veterans.
Outstanding. I know that you also are looking for volunteers, and we've got about a minute left. What kind of volunteers are you looking for, and how can folks reach out to you?
Well, to be honest, the volunteers that we're looking for are people that can qualify to be peer support. That's the main ingredient is this, is that people that have experienced this and have overcome these problems are there to help the veteran that may need that help. And they are qualified, they are go through a rigorous training to do that, and it's so I sat at the front desk, you know, just taking in patients and qualifying and so forth, and I was amazed at the people coming from the back talking to me without question, you know, just expressing their love and understanding and great feeling of what they felt. People need to talk to us. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Our talk line is, you know, just 1-855-838-8255.
All right, we're up on the break, Jerry. We appreciate you joining us. We'll get this information up on our website as well as on our Facebook page so folks can reach out to you. And thank you so much for your service again and your continued service to our veterans. Well, and come back and talk to us a little bit more.
Okay, we appreciate it, Cal. Thank you.
Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on who will guard the Guardians. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station. But they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
July the 26th, 1947. World War II was barely over and the Cold War was in full swing. President Harry S. Truman signs the National Security Act, which becomes one of the most important pieces of Cold War legislation. The act established much of the national security framework for the next 40-plus years of the Cold War, during which the United States and the Soviet Union, once allies in World War II, faced off as ideological enemies. As the magnitude of the Cold War increased, however, so too did the need for a more efficient and manageable foreign policy-making bureaucracy in the United States. The National Security Act was the solution. Among other things, the act created the Central Intelligence Agency from the ashes of the wartime Office of Strategic Services. It also established boundaries for the newly minted intelligence community, with the CIA in charge of intelligence gathering and covert operations on foreign soil, and the FBI, which was originally formed in 1908, tasked with domestic law enforcement. The CIA was to be our first guardian against those who would do us harm from abroad. This new community also included the intelligence divisions of each of the branches of the military, the oft-joked about military intelligence community. The CIA and FBI boast of many accomplishments, some openly and some that cannot be announced. They have had their share of failures as well, including the spectacular failure of the CIA and the disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961, in which Cuban refugees were unleashed against the communist regime of Fidel Castro. The mission was a disaster, with most of the attackers either killed or captured in a short time. In the wake of Watergate, the intelligence community came under scrutiny. Watergate shocked the American public and spurred many of its representatives in Congress to demand an investigation into the past activities of the FBI, CIA, and others. The result was the creation of two congressional committees in 1975, chaired by Frank Church, a Democrat from Idaho, in the Senate, and Otis Pike, a New York Democrat, in the House of Representatives. Their hearings exposed secret, arguably illegal, wiretapping, bugging, and harassment of American citizens, including Supreme Court justices, reporters, and government officials, all in the name of collecting intelligence about threats to national security. Does that sound familiar? The most notorious case, first exposed in the 1960s and fully documented by the Church Committee, was the wiretapping of Martin Luther King Jr. by the NSA and by the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover, who believed him to be part of a communist conspiracy. The committee's investigations included calling for testimony from the head of the CIA at the time, William Colby. The Church Committee eventually revealed so much sensitive information about U.S. covert operations that President Gerald Ford finally called Church and asked him in the name of national security to stop the release of sensitive information. In fact, the committees were largely political in nature and aimed at vilifying the Republican government left in tatters by Richard Nixon and capitalizing on the anti-establishment movement coming out of the Summer of Love, the shootings at Kent State, the Vietnam War, and the Woodstock. Notwithstanding Church's and Pike's partisanship and desire to grandstand, their committees did introduce checks upon the perceived adventurism of the CIA, NSA, and other agencies, although in hindsight, their efforts did much to neuter our intelligence gathering for years, with no lack of assistance from pacifist President Jimmy Carter. One interesting detail, the Church Committee's investigation also led to passage of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA Court, in 1978. The FISA Court was originally designed to guard executive branch surveillance programs from the public while ensuring the other branches of government could oversee activities. Of course, as we now know, the Obama administration weaponized the intelligence community in a way not seen since the heydays of the pantyhosed PI, J. Edgar Hoover. As we have learned since the election of 2016, the intelligence community under Obama, including the FBI and the NSA, were actively used to monitor political rivals, specifically Donald Trump, in an apparent effort to either undermine his campaign or sow the seeds of discord in order to delegitimize his presidency. Ironically, while William Casey pledged to cooperate fully with Congress during the Church and Pike Committee hearings, the current leaders at the FBI and the DOJ are apparently doing everything they can to obstruct the lawful, and I repeat, lawful, duty to conduct oversight on the organizations that they in fact created. These actions by those in power at these institutions are reprehensible and a slap in the face to the good men and women who work to protect our nation from those who would do us harm, both foreign and domestic. Their actions demand that we again ask the question that was originally posed by the Roman poet Juvenal, quis custodiat ipsos custodes? the Latin phrase, who will guard the guardians? The reality is that unless Congress is able to wrestle power back from the entrenched bureaucrats in the FBI, the DOJ, and others, we stand to lose our Constitution and our Republic. And it will be up to red-blooded patriots and veterans to take back what progressive politicians have taken. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom!
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and streaming live on ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say. The First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. Then, you know, a lot of good information in that tirade. And for those of you that may not be old enough to remember any of it, just Google it. Hey, just real quick, a great story off of Task and Purpose. Lance Corporal Caleb Udy, first up on the Yellow Footprints in 2016, and on April 26, 2 days from now, he will finally depart Parris Island as a United States Marine. You thought 3 months worth of hell was bad. He was there for 956 days because he was fighting cancer. He went back home after he was diagnosed. And from there, underwent cancer treatment and fought to keep from being medically separated. And now he is going to graduate as a Marine. Hoorah to Lance Corporal Caleb Udy. He's from Alabama. But that is going to bring us to the close of this edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. We are glad that you've joined us. Hope you'll join us again soon. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We will catch you on the other side. Hoorah.